And I'm glad you mentioned broker, because that's probably one of the biggest keys to being successful as a true investor in this field. Get good advisors. You need a good stockbroker. You need good financial planners. You need a good accountant. You might need a good attorney. Create a personal financial team that can help support you as you gain new knowledge in these areas. Remember, we're not telling you to go out and become a trader, a day trader, learning all of the things or taking a course in technical trading and then suddenly feeling that you're an expert. All of that work does, by the way, is works you on the left side of the quadrant. You're either working as an E or an S if you're having to work every day. Day trading is a job. What you do is create a job. A true investor is doing it for the long time.
Also, if he's doing it on the left side of the quadrant, it's called being the Lone Ranger again. You're acting alone. You're spending your time and you're trying to build the education that you need to actually pick a particular stock. Now, if you are on the right side of the quadrant, you're not going to necessarily do all of the homework yourself, but you're going to know who to call. You're going to have trusted advisors. You're going to have experts in that field who can help you with the technical and fundamental analysis of those individual stocks. And that's what happens. People want to become the expert. But when you're working a day job and you come home at night, you know, there's only so much time in every day. And I know my time, I want to spend with my family. So what I want to do is be able to have very trusted and competent advisors on my team. And this is my personal team. Now, later we're going to talk about your business. And if you develop a business, you need a team on your business as well. But this is for your personal wealth, your personal destiny. You need to have competent advisors there who can help you make the right decisions.
At this time, too, you might be hearing something that this sounds like a conflict. Wait a second, I'm supposed to get more financial education, and now you're telling me I should just hire someone. I shouldn't get educated in stocks. That is absolutely not what we're saying. You need to have a good idea of your financial picture. You need to understand how financial statements work. You need to understand the cash flow patterns and what your whole financial picture is. However, for the expert advice, hire experts.
But you also need to understand what your experts are telling you. So many times, your stockbroker may call you and say, this is what we recommend you buy. And you go, okay. And that's something that you can choose to do. But if you truly want to be involved in your own destiny, it's best that you can be able to ask particular questions of your broker. The broker's going to call you and say, today is the day you want to buy ABC Corporation stock. Great, tell me what's happening in the market. What's the PE ratio? What's the 52-week high price? What's the 52-week low price? Understand the terminology that your broker's going to be using. Test them. Put them to the test. Make sure you understand that it is a solid buy as well. Doesn't mean you have to do it on your own. You don't have to find it, but understand what question to ask when they call you.
You'll find a great deal of material printed in this section, Step 4, Become an Investor. And we highly recommend that you go through this thoroughly. This will give you the basic information you need to speak intelligently with the advisors you have.